Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something maybe unexpected. Collision repair.
Right. It sounds, well, maybe a bit mundane. But the technology involved now,
sure,
it's a massive shift.
Exactly. It's not just about banging out dents anymore, is it? It's become incredibly high-tech and, honestly, high stakes.
Very high stakes.
Yeah.
If you're picturing, you know, just hammers and maybe some filler, that picture is seriously outdated. We're talking technical science now.
And that brings us to the core idea we're unpacking today, pulled straight from our source material. Collision repair centers invest in technology to meet safety standards.
That phrase, to meet safety standards, that's the key part. It tells you right away this isn't just about doing the job faster or looking prettier.
No, it's about safety, critical safety, driven by just how complex cars are today.
Yeah, modern automotive engineering is on another level.
So our mission here for you listening is to really dig into that. Why is this huge investment necessary for repair shops? What does it mean for, well, pretty much any car made in the last 10 years or so?
We want you to get why this trend is so significant without getting lost in the technical weeds.
We're moving beyond just bodywork, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. It's about structural integrity, system calibration. It's a whole new ballgame. A paradigm shift, really.
Okay, let's break down that core idea. First, the safety standards bit. You mentioned the word invest in the headline. That implies they have to spend this money, right? It's not optional.
Exactly. The standards themselves are demanding a level of precision of process that you simply can't achieve the old ways, not without the right technology.
Why such precision? What's changed in the cars themselves?
Well, think about how cars are designed now. They're not just metal boxes on wheels. They're engineered safety systems designed to manage kinetic energy in a crash. Crumple zones, for instance.
Right, designed to absorb impact.
Precisely. And to make those work correctly, manufacturers use advanced materials. Lots of high-strength steel, or HSS, even ultra-high-strength steel. Sometimes boron steel, too.
Okay, I have to admit, I kind of thought steel was just steel. How does using a different type change the repair process so much?
It changes everything. Your traditional repair methods, like using a standard MIG welder or applying torch heat to bend something back into shape, that worked okay on older, milder steels.
But not on this new stuff.
Definitely not. If you hit modern HSS with that kind of intense, localized heat, you actually change its molecular structure. You weaken it right at the weld or the heated point.
Uh-oh. So you could, like, fix the dent, but actually make the car less safe.
That's exactly the danger. You might inadvertently create a weak spot in a critical structural component. That crumple zone might look fine, but in the next accident,
it wouldn't perform as designed. It wouldn't protect the occupants properly.
Precisely. The safety standard isn't just make it look right. It's restore it to the original factory performance specification. That's a huge difference.
Wow. Okay, so the materials are one major factor. But that's just the structure. What about all the electronics packed into cars now? ADAS systems and all that?
You've hit the second massive driver. Advanced driver assistance systems, DIS, your lane keeping assist, blind spot monitoring, adaptive cruise control, all that stuff.
The things that rely on sensors and cameras.
Right. A whole network of cameras, radar, LiDAR sensors, mounted, you know, very strategically all over the vehicle.
So if the car gets hit, even a minor bump.
Even minor. Those sensors can get knocked out of alignment, replace a front bumper cover, and the radar sensor behind it might be off by just a millimeter. Or the bracket holding a camera could be bent by half a degree.
Doesn't sound like much.
To your eye, no. It looks perfect.
Yeah.
But that tiny misalignment, it means the system might misjudge distances. Emergency braking could be delayed.
Or it could brake when nothing's there. Phantom braking.
Exactly. Both are dangerous. So the standard demands perfect recalibration after any repair that could possibly affect those sensors.
Which means getting your car back.
Yeah.
The real guarantee of safety isn't just that it looks good. It's knowing they followed these technical standards, using specific tech to verify it.
Correct. Visual checks and a handshake just don't cut it anymore.
Okay, let's shift gears then to the investment part.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's technology, it isn't cheap, is it? This is a serious financial hurdle for repair centers.
It's a massive commitment. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, potentially. And it has to cover both sides of the problem we just talked about, the structural materials and the electronic systems.
Right. But let me play devil's advocate for a second. Is all this super expensive, often manufacturer-specific tech really needed for, say, a small local shop fixing a minor fender bender?
That's a fair question. It does create a high barrier to entry.
Or is it maybe automakers pushing their proprietary tools?
Well, there's certainly a business aspect, but for modern cars, the necessity is pretty much undeniable. Even that minor fender bender, if it involves the front bumper, guess what's often housed right there?
An ADS sensor.
Usually the main one. So yes, even for that, you need the expensive calibration tech. You simply cannot eyeball the alignment of a radar sensor. It has to be done with specialized equipment.
Okay, so what does this investment actually look like? What kind of tools are we talking about on the shop floor?
Well, let's hit the big ones. On the structural side, you absolutely need things like inverter spot welders.
Inverter spot welders.
Yeah. These are sophisticated machines that can replicate the precise type of spot welds the factory uses on high-strength steel, crucially, without overheating and weakening the metal. They're costly, need software updates, and technicians need special training, specific certifications, just to use them.
So they're basically mimicking the factory assembly line, but in a repair setting.
That's a good way to put it. And then for measuring the frame, you need 3D laser measuring systems. Forget tape measures and chains.
Lasers.
Yeah, these systems create a super accurate 3D map of the car's chassis. They can detect deviations down to fractions of a millimeter, deviations you'd never see, but which could stop a crumple zone working right.
Okay, welders for the metal, lasers for the structure.
Yeah.
And then the EDS stuff.
That's where you get into calibration rigs and software. After you replace a sensor, or even just a windshield with a camera mount, the car system needs to be recalibrated. It needs to know exactly where that sensor is pointing relative to the car's center line.
How do they do that?
It involves specific targets set up at precise distances, specialized computer interfaces to talk to the car's brain, and often paying for licenses from the manufacturer to access the latest diagnostic and calibration software.
Ah, so it's not just buying the tool, it's ongoing costs too. Licensing, software updates.
Exactly. It's often a recurring investment, not just a one-off purchase.
Makes sense. The physical tools for the metal, the digital tools and licenses for the electronics.
And don't forget the third piece, training. These amazing tools are useless if the technicians aren't properly trained and, importantly, certified, often by the car manufacturers themselves, to use them correctly. That continuous education adds another layer of cost and complexity.
Okay, this really brings it all together now. We're seeing the full picture of technology's role in collision repair safety. The tech isn't just helpful, it's the essential bridge, right? It connects the super complex vehicle standards to the shop's actual ability to meet them.
Absolutely. It shifted the focus. It used to be about finding the most skilled panel beater, the best craftsman. Now it's about finding the shop that has made the investment in the right up-to-date technology suite.
Because the tech provides the proof.
It provides the objective data, the laser measurement report, the confirmation of the right weld parameters, the digital printout showing successful ADS calibration. That's what confirms safety has actually been restored to factory spec.
So for you listening, the big takeaway here is, well, it's a fundamental change in how you should probably think about repair quality. It's not just about the mechanic skill anymore.
No. Quality, and more importantly, safety, is now directly tied to the level of technological investment and the certifications that shop holds.
So if a shop doesn't have these specialized welders for the new steels, or they don't have the specific ADS calibrations set up for your make and model,
then they're essentially flying blind trying to restore your car's original safety systems. They might make it look cosmetically perfect. Shiny paint, no visible damage. But underneath, structurally or electronically, it could be compromised. A potential danger.
Right. So, summing up, collision repair isn't simple bodywork anymore. It's evolved into this highly technical field focused on safety restoration.
Yep. And investing in that technology, the right structural tools, the diagnostic scanners, the calibration equipment, it's not just nice to have. It's the absolute baseline requirement for meeting modern safety standards.
The materials science dealing with HSS and aluminum requires replicating factory processes.
And the computer science, all the ADS features, demands that incredible precision and the specific software to calibrate it all correctly. The investment mirrors the huge responsibility these shops have. It's not just about looks, it's about restoring safety.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you, something to maybe chew on, because ultimately, this is about your safety when you get back behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Given that this massive tech investment is absolutely essential for ensuring your car is safe after a collision, how should you, as a consumer, actually judge a repair shop?
Good question.
Is asking about their hourly rate the most important thing anymore? Or should you perhaps be asking, you know, more pointed questions? Do you have certifications for my vehicle's make? Do you use 3D laser measuring? Do you have dedicated ADR calibration equipment and technicians?
Because the tools and the training to use them properly, that really seems to be the best indicator now of whether a shop can truly restore your vehicle's safety features.
The tools are arguably as important as the technician now.
Food for thought. That investment is what backs up the promise of a safe repair.
Definitely something to consider. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Goodness time.